When it comes to growing old, presuming you'll get there, you've got three choices. Get rich so you can afford to take care of yourself, spend your life savings on nursing care and go on Medicaid, or buy long-term care insurance, which may not really be long-term nor fully insure you. For an update on option three, we turn to benefits and retirement planning expert Tammy Flanagan.
Hi, good morning, Tom.
We're facing now the news that the federal long-term care insurance premiums are going to go up in some cases by as much as triple digits. What is driving that one?
Yeah, Tom, unfortunately, that's true. There's not much that can be done about it at this point. And apparently, there's several factors that are driving the increases. Part of it is just our aging population with so many people needing long-term care, and the initial policy sold back when the contract first started had a lot of people buying the unlimited benefit period, which if you bought that policy, you can receive benefits for as long as you need care, so they're paying out some pretty large claims as well. And right now, interest rates aren't that high, so what they're receiving as interest on the experience fund is not enough to pay future claims. The insurance company has to keep enough money in that fund so that everybody who holds a policy can receive benefits if they were to all file a claim. So it's not the same as the government, you know, saying, well, we'll have it in the future. We have to have it now. So they always have to have enough money to pay those claims. So the requirement is they have to raise the rates if they don't have that money in the fund.
So in effect, people that are paying these higher premiums are subsidizing, if you will, the people that have better plans that are already getting the benefits.
Right. And they are offering people that still have, because a lot of people still have the unlimited benefit plans, that those are the ones who are going to see the highest increase in their premiums. So if they wanted to, they can switch to a shorter limited plan and lower their rates. So they are being given options. All of the people who own the plans that are seeing the increases are going to be given options to have either lesser length of policy or lower inflation adjustments or lower dollar amounts. So there's a combination of different ways to manage the premium so that the increase isn't going to be as hard to endure financially.
And when you look at the premiums for this type of insurance and then look at the benefits, in many ways and under some plans, it looks as if you're basically prepaying care as opposed to really getting an insurance benefit that will outweigh what it is you paid in as premiums.
Well, I was starting to think that myself because I'm one of the victims of this price increase because my husband's a federal employee, or was, and he's retired. So we carry the federal long-term care. So I got my letter and my premium did double, more than double actually. I went from $91 a month to $205 a month. So that was quite a shock to see that come in the mail. But so I sat down and I looked at it and I said, well, if I switch over to a lesser inflation adjustment, that will lower my rate. So that's what I thought I would do. And then I did the calculation. I said, I'm going to calculate how much, if I live to be 94, that would allow my benefit under the new inflation rate to double twice. It would quadruple. So I said, okay, how much would I pay as long as the premium doesn't increase anymore, which I'm sure it probably will. But if I kept it the same premium, I would have paid out over $69,000 in premiums, which is a lot of money. And I could have invested that and did something else with it and maybe paid for a lot of my own long-term care.
So that's if you paid the new $205 per month.
Well, no, I lowered it down to $148 by changing my inflation because I had a 5% inflation rider.
I see.
And they offered me 3.9. So it wouldn't go up quite as quickly, but it would still go up, you know, almost 4% a year.
And so you would pay $69,000 between now and when you reached
94. And I'm 58 right now. So I did that and I said, oh, that's a lot of money. So I better, you know, still think about this. So what I did next is I took the current value of the benefit. So if I were to use that benefit tomorrow, heaven forbid I had a stroke and I needed long-term care, my benefit would pay for 5 years, $1,227 a week towards the cost of my care. So that's a total benefit of $320,000 in today's dollars if I needed it today. But with that inflation adjustment, by the time I'm 94, that same benefit would pay $1.28 million. I don't think I could turn $69,000 in premiums into $1.3 million. So I'm going to keep the policy because I still feel that there's a likelihood, if I'm fortunate to live into my late years like that I may need some long-term care. And my theory on this, and I tell this to my class, is that, and we say this a lot during the day when it comes to some of these benefits, that a little bit is better than nothing when it comes to something that you feel like you can't afford, maybe the Cadillac version, but maybe you can buy the Toyota version so that you have something maybe to relieve the crisis situation that comes up when a family member or when you need this type of care, because it is so expensive to pay for the care. You know, if we think the premiums are expensive, try paying for a nursing home or assisted living or to have someone come into your home to provide care. Then it puts it into a little bit more perspective, I think.
We're speaking with Tammy Flanagan, Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning. And you're right. I mean, nursing care now can be, if you have even a room that you share, can be $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 a month easily.
Yeah, you put that into perspective. A daily cost that you stay in a hotel, you think that $150 a day is a lot for a Holiday Inn. Well, a nursing home can cost $300, $400, and $500 per day. And that's for the rest of your life in some cases when you're in those long-term care facilities.
And it's not as nice as the Hyatt either.
Absolutely not. And the food's not as good as the restaurant connected.
True enough. And so looking at the benefits then, is there some formula such as you described that you ran through that you calculated that federal soon-to-be-retired or retirees on these plans should run for themselves?
Well, I think that, you know, if you're thinking about this type of insurance, sooner is better than later, because when I purchased mine, I was younger. I was only 47, so I was able to get my premium based on a 47-year-old. So the older you are when you purchase it, that's going to be your baseline for the premium. So don't wait till you're older, because not only will it be more costly, but you may not qualify for it. And then also just figure out what it is you feel you can comfortably afford to pay for the rest of your life, because this is a premium that you don't want to have to cancel it when you're 75 and have paid premiums for 30 years. This is a premium you have to really stick with it until you need the coverage, or you know, until you die and the money you paid goes towards somebody else's benefit.
Yeah, the worst thing would be to pay premiums for, say, 20 years and then you get fed up and cancel it. Then you fall down the stairs.
Right, and then nothing, you know, you pay for nothing. And that's sometimes what the insurance companies count on, but that's not what usually happens with long-term care. People buy it and hang on to it.
And maybe people don't realize at that stage, you know, the stage in life you and I are at, what it really takes to be able to qualify for Medicaid, which will pay for a nursing home, but not until you've got basically nothing left.
Right, yeah. Medicaid is health insurance for the poor, and that's what it is, because you have to spend through your TSP money. Your retirement benefit is going to be used to pay the cost of care up until it runs out, of course, if it's not enough. So it depends. Some federal retirees may have enough in their retirement to fully fund or to self-pay for their long-term care. So that's another thing they should consider. If you're looking at things saying, well, if I need that type of care, I don't mind if all of my money goes towards my care, because what else am I going to do with it? That's something else to consider. So maybe think about how much of your care could be self-funded so that you don't have to pay for the insurance. But
on
if
the other
you're
hand,
married, your spouse is going to be your caregiver, and you don't want to leave them destitute either.
Well, that, and also if you had hoped to leave something for your family, I mean, then that option is over too. You can't gift it away before you go onto Medicaid, because they look back and see what you've given away for 5 years.
Exactly.
And so you're up the creek.
Right. And even the most loving family members don't like to see their inheritance going to a nursing home at the tune of $500 a day. That's devastating.
Well, some calculations people need to make. Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning. Thanks so much for helping us out there.
Thank you, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.